money that comes with being the number two overall pick in the NFL draft is nice. Really nice. Life-changing kind of nice. The expectations sometimes aren't so nice. Just ask linebacker Kevin Hardy, who despite a very productive career, is most often associated as a guy who didn't live up to billing.
Kevin was a darn good, solid linebacker. He just wasn't put your hand on the ground and get sacks linebacker. He was a good linebacker who could drop into coverage. He could rush when asked to do so. He just wasn't a dynamic pass rusher.
I think Kevin had a really good career. I don't think he had a great career. I think Kevin Hardy was a good football player, though, and I think he was a difference maker for this Jaguars defense.
When you walked by him in the locker room, just a gifted looking athlete who you felt like could really, you kept kind of waiting for Kevin to have that breakout season that you went, oh yeah, that's the guy, that's who they drafted.
There's a different school of thought on Kevin, one that focuses more on his production on the field than where he was drafted.
I have nothing that I would even come close of being disappointed of being the second overall pick and having Kevin Hardy be that guy. None whatsoever.
Kevin's probably overlooked in this franchise because he only made one Pro Bowl. But Kevin Hardy, as the number two pick in the draft, maybe never lived up to that billing, but was a really good linebacker.
When you turn on the tape, you see 51 making tackles and game-changing plays. Was Hardy worth the number two overall pick? You'll have to decide for yourself.